This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. If you are on the road or in the air today, you're going to have a lot of company. The AP's Julie Walker.
AAA reports travel is up 9% this holiday weekend and gas prices are down. Spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says if you're on the road for that holiday getaway, expect lots of company.
That Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road.
She says you want to be on the road early, not late. As for air travel, the TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
Among those on the road today, the presidential candidates, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. He's campaigning today in battlegrounds Michigan and Wisconsin. She is in Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz wrap up their Georgia bus tour today, hours before their first major TV interview airs. At a Georgia high school yesterday, Harris and Walz watched a marching band rehearsal, with the vice president noting she was also in a band.
Sometimes you hit the note, sometimes you don't, right? But all that practice makes for beautiful music.
The tour through GOP strongholds in southeastern Georgia ends with a rally in Savannah. First, they'll tape an interview with CNN that airs tonight. It'll be Harris's first in-depth interview since becoming the party's nominee 5 weeks ago. Her lack of media access has become a key Republican attack line.
Good news about the economy. It's been growing in the past few months at a healthy 3% annual rate. And fewer Americans are filing for unemployment, 2,000 fewer last week, says the Labor Department. 9 people have died now after being infected with listeria from Boar's Head deli meats tied to a big recall last month, say health officials. This is AP News. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov is facing charges in France.
French authorities have landed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov preliminary charges for allowing alleged criminal activity on his messaging app and barred him from leaving France pending further probes. Allegations against Durov include that his platform's being used for child sex abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram had refused to share information or documents with investigators when required by law. A lawyer for Durov has told French media it's absurd to think someone in charge of a social network could be implicated in criminal acts that don't concern them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain is looking into anti-smoking measures, including possibly a ban on smoking in outdoor spaces, including at pubs and restaurants. Hospitality bosses are slamming the idea. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.